The sign outside Rockville's high school and junior high boasts the school's letter grades, an A and a B. But it's a different story down the road at Rockville Elementary as Principal Jeff Esslinger greets parents before a meeting.
Hi guys, come on in. Thanks for coming. Let's go ahead and get the bad news over with. Our school grade is a D. That's why we're here tonight. We're going to talk about it.
Esslinger tells parents that the problem is scores on state standardized tests. But it's not that their scores aren't high enough. They're actually pretty close to the state average. Where Rockville fell short is in showing improvement in those test scores, part of a complicated calculation called the growth model. The Rockville students showed some growth.
Language arts, we went up 11.4% on our ISO.
But it was just a hair under what the school needed to earn a C.
What killed us? Right here. 0.8%. That's one student.
Candy Bowser's son is a second grader at Rockville Elementary. She's here because she's not sure what to make of the school's letter grade.
It makes you wonder why. Why are we in a school that's a D level when we have other schools in the county that are A or B?
Nearby Turkey Run Elementary got an A. And because state funding follows the student in Indiana, it's easy for parents to switch schools if they aren't satisfied. That's why Esslinger doesn't just want to tell parents why Rockville got a D. He also wants them to know what he's going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again. There's a school improvement plan and a specialist working with teachers to design curriculum.
We will also be hosting a school walkthrough by the DOE turnaround specialist Ben Carter. I've been on the phone with Ben a few times as a precursor to the visit, just to make sure that we're kind of on track and on the same page.
About 18% of Indiana schools received a D or an F. It's Carter's job to provide support to 53 of those schools.
So focus and priority means they received a D or an F.
He's in Rockville about a week after Esslinger's parent meeting, poking his head in classrooms to observe teachers and students. Carter, a former math teacher, asks a sixth grader to explain a basic geometry problem.
From here, the pencil one, and we'd move it on its side and then upside down here.
Getting pretty good at it?
Yeah. It's tougher than it seems, but yeah.
You are dismissed.
Carter watches as the teacher collects the assignment and students file out of the room to their social studies class.
So I'm really looking for a sense of urgency, the pacing of the lesson, that there's no instructional minutes wasted.
Principal Esslinger is in the classroom too. Later, in a meeting with Carter and other staff involved in the intervention.
I just want to make sure I give you some really valid, concrete strategies.
Esslinger scrawls the word urgency in big block letters and traces them with his pen. Carter says the sixth graders took too long to move from their math lesson to their social studies class.
But what I did see, activity to activity, the transitions could be, I think they could just be ramped up.
He suggests using timers in the classroom, a countdown clock to let students know when they need to be in their seats, ready to learn. He tells Rockville's staff a small fix can make a big difference.
Mr. E and I talked, what are we, like two students away from being a seat? And not even having this visit.
It's Esslinger's first year at the elementary school after transferring from Rockville High, an A school.
If you end up getting an A or a B next year, do you put it out front like the high school and the junior high do?
Are you kidding? I put it up on top of the water tower in town.
But elementary schools can't get bonus points for offering AP classes or boosting the graduation rate. So even though Esslinger will do what the DOE asks, he's skeptical timers will fix problems like growing poverty. Nearly three-quarters of students in Rockville qualify for free or reduced lunch. That's twice as many as 5 years ago. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.